From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Organizers of Saturday's protest against police brutality in Salt Lake City say they planned a peaceful event, but the violent turn stemmed from a community's frustration about racial biases and police violence. Utahns Against Police Brutality issued a statement today saying they've met with elected officials to discuss police reform. They've also proposed a civilian council to provide oversight of local law enforcement. But the group says they haven't seen any action as a result. The protest was in response to the in-custody death of George Floyd, but also Bernardo Palacios, who was killed in an officer-involved shooting by Salt Lake City Police last Saturday. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says Salt Lake City Police welcome feedback from the community on their training and restraint policies. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall thanked people for wanting to clean up after yesterday's protests, but cautioned them not to rush downtown. The city is still under a curfew until tomorrow morning at 6, although cleaning is exempt from the order. But she said having hundreds of people rush downtown goes against the point of it. Mendenhall offered other ways people can support.
Please patronize a downtown business. Even better yet, support our minority-owned businesses, our diverse-owned businesses in Salt Lake City. These are ways that we can begin to show our support.
The mayor also said they have identified a man seen on video during yesterday's event shooting someone with a bow and arrow and expect to make an arrest soon. This weekend, protests against police brutality and discrimination against Black Americans broke out all across the country, including in St. George. Diamond Sluka attended a demonstration outside police headquarters yesterday. She's an African-American nurse who lives nearby and says police have repeatedly discriminated against her in Southwest Utah.
We're tired. And it's time for St. George to get on board.
Okay.
It's time for St. George to stop living behind the times.
Yesterday's event also featured speakers from the Southern Utah chapters of Black Lives Matter and the American Civil Liberties Union, both of whom spoke out against instances of discriminatory policing in the St. George area. The Utah Transit Authority says all TRAX stations are now open. Some stops had been closed after yesterday's protests. Bus service has also been restored. As tensions flared among protesters and police in downtown Salt Lake last night, another demonstration was underway in Tooele County. The event was originally slated as a concert to protest social distancing during COVID-19, but a state judge issued an injunction against it Friday, arguing it posed a health risk. A few hundred people still showed up to the Benson Grist Mill near Grantsville, rather than 5,000 as planned. Rachel Hallgren was at the event. She says she isn't worried about the virus spreading.
Not to downplay anybody that has gotten sick, but it's also you can't punish the lot for the few.
A local Facebook group called Utah Business Revival organized the event. Utah Department of Health reported 264 cases of COVID-19 today. The last 4 days have seen the highest number of new cases in the state since the start of the pandemic. 12 more people have been hospitalized, and there has been another death, a male under the age of 65 from Wasatch County. Utah's fire agencies are currently reporting 2 wildfires burning in the state. The 9th Street Fire is burning 35 acres in the hills east of Ogden. The blaze has damaged a Rocky Mountain Power substation, downed several power lines, and threatened 72 homes. The fire was 15% contained as of 1 o'clock this afternoon, with officials anticipating strong winds. The Tabby Canyon fire ignited on Stansbury Island yesterday evening. It's currently estimated at 4,157 acres, and no structures are threatened. The Tooele Fire Warden tweeted that it is human-caused. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.